Good morning.
早上好。
How many speak English? Let me see your hand. All the Chinese that speak English, let me see your hands.
讲英语的，请你举手。
Okay, good. You can sit down now.
今天不需要我了。
That's good. Oh, I'm sorry to say that my wife and I, we have to leave at 12 noon.
我们今天，我太太跟我要十二点要离开。
Because I have another commitment in Edmonton.
因为他们要去下午要去 Edmonton 有一个另外一个聚会。
And when Xin Wei asked me to speak about 3 or 4 months ago,
我邀请他三四个月之前就邀请他来这里讲道。
This particular service become larger. It was different.
现在这个原来都是本来是邀请他在我们中文教会讲道，那么今天就很特别，是个联合聚会。
And then we have a new pastor that has started in one of our churches in Edmonton.
Edmonton 有个教会有个新的牧师要就职。
And we call him an installation service. So today is the official installation of the pastor.
就是那个新牧师他有个就职典礼，要邀请他去参加。
And that's at 4 o'clock.
四点钟的就职典礼。
So do the math.
大家可以算算啊。
It'll take me about 3.5 hours to get to the north of Edmonton.
所以所需要三个半小时，到那里。
So my greatest regret of leaving at noon.
很遗憾呢，我要在中午离开。最大的遗憾是什么呢
？Is I'm going to miss out on the potluck.
因为我会错过了这个午餐。
And I love Chinese food.
因为我喜欢中国菜。
In fact, last time Xin Wei and I had lunch, we had Chinese food at a buffet.
我上次邀请他吃了一顿中国饭，所以他很喜欢。
So if you see us heading out the door at 12, you know why. Just so we're not leaving because we don't want to be here. We do.
如果我十二点钟提前离开了，所以请你们理解。
So thank you. Enjoy a fabulous lunch together.
谢谢你，你们可以享受你们一起的午餐。
We also appreciate Pastor Rick and his wife Jackie and Lakeview Baptist Church and of course Rainbow Calgary Rainbow Church.
我们也感谢两个教会的邀请我来这里。
Xin Wei and June and all of you dear people.
感谢我们两个教会的牧师还有所有的弟兄姐妹。
It's a great opportunity to show how two cultures can come together and be one.
这是个很特别的机会，能够显示我们两个不同的文化可以走到一起。
And I think it's fascinating that when we're singing the hymns together,
特别是我们可以一起来唱这些圣诗。
It's in English and it's in Chinese, same time.
我们可以中文、英文一起同时间来唱诗歌。
And God understands it both at the same time.
而且我们的神他，他明白中文跟英文，他听得懂。
So thank you for coming together as two churches, but one body of Christ.
非常感谢我们两个教会可以走在一起，虽然是两个教会，但是都是一个基督的身体。
So you can put on the next slide, and I just want to identify. If you had a website, Lakeview, I would put your website up, but you're not quite to that place yet, Rick, and so that's some work for you to do this year. So we've got the Lakeview Church, and we've got the Calgary Rainbow Christian Church, and I can only read a few things on there. The rest of it, it's all Chinese to me, so.
那照片上面是英文教会的教堂，还有我们教彩虹教会的这个网站的首页。他说他可以认了几个字。
And you have a marvelous opportunity to reach your community for Christ even greater now as you join forces together.
所以你们有真是有非常大的机会，可以接触我们的社区，我们当中的社区去传福音。
Yeah, and you offer English as a second language. You have the youth group that meets together, and various other opportunities that will come.
英文教会他们有这个 ESL 就是英文绘画班，还有这个星期五晚上的 youth program， 就是非常好的机会。
Let me tell you a little bit about myself and my family. Next slide.
我简单介绍一下我自己还有我的家人。
My wife Gail, who's seated right down here, she and I have just recently celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary.
我的太太 Gail 坐在后面，我们刚刚庆祝了30周年的结婚纪念。
And this is a recent photo that was actually taken on Mother's Day at one of our other churches in Calgary.
这个上面的照片是我们最近做的照片。And
on the right-hand side, you can see our children.
边上那个照片是他们的孩子。In
the middle is our oldest, that's our daughter Melissa.
中间的女孩是他们家的老大。And
over to the farthest right is her husband, Ryan.
最边上那个是她的丈夫。
They've been married 2 years, and they just moved from Winnipeg to Airdrie, where we live.
他们2年前结婚，刚从温尼佩搬到他们的Airdrie，他住在Airdrie。
Yeah, and they're now living in our basement.
住在他的地下室。
Which is a full kind of apartment-sized basement.
就是一个很大的一个地下室。
And she is a student at University of Calgary in the nursing.
她女儿是在UC读护士。
And Ryan is learning to become a pilot.
Camp flyer?
Airline pilot, flies airplanes.
Oh, okay.
He's learning.
她的丈夫在学这个航空方面的。
help him out, Rick. Next to him is our son, Joel. He's our oldest, with a hat. And a jacket, blue jacket.
戴帽子，牛仔衣那个是他的儿子，Joy.
And he's in Kelowna, where we moved from. He's a drummer and a painter.
他是现在在 Kelowna 住，他是打鼓的，又是油漆。
You were in Kelowna for holidays.
Yeah.
That's where the fires were, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. 我夏天也去 Kelowna 度假，正好在那个起火山火之前，我们离开了。
And then to the left is our youngest son, Micah.
Micah 就是最边上那个是他最小的儿子。
He also lives in Kelowna, but he works near Fort McMurray in Alberta.
他也住在 Kelowna, 但是是在北边的 Fort McMurray 工作。
And he flies back and forth, 2 weeks on in Fort McMurray, 1 week off at home.
他工作2个星期, 然后休息1个星期。
Now before we get to the message, I just want to say a couple things about Baptist General Conference in Alberta.
在讲到信息之前呢，我要跟大家介绍一两件事情有关我们的总会。
We're a district of 27 churches.
我们亚省总会有27个教会。
Most are in the north, in the Edmonton area, and outlying areas, but also in the south, primarily in Calgary.
大部分的教会是在北边，但是南边也有几个教会，最主要是在 Calgary.
Obviously, Lakeview and Rainbow are both Baptist General Conference of Alberta churches.
我们英文教会跟我们彩虹教会都是亚省浸信联会的会员。
And our heart is really for church planting, for outreach into our community, and to reach people for Christ.
我们总会要做的事情就是支堂，建立更多的教会，然后传福音。
And so when Chinwe came to Calgary and planted Rainbow, you're all here because of that vision.
当我从 Edmonton 搬过来，也就是总会的这个意向来 Calgary， 开始一个新的华国人国语教会。
Right. And Chinwe about a half a year ago was ordained.
几个月前我就被按牧。
So now he's Reverend Lin. Reverend
Lin. 所以现在可以叫我牧师。
And we love Chinwe, we love Rick, and we love everything you're doing here in Calgary as churches.
我爱你们两位牧师，也是很喜欢看到你们所做的一切。
And one of the things that we do every year is what we call harvest celebration.
每年我们总会 有一个聚会叫做丰收感恩庆祝。
And in your bulletin, you probably have a copy of the slide.
英文的这个 bulletin 里面就有一张这样的东西。
Harvest is, I believe, one of the best things we do as a district.
这是我们每年举行的一个可能是最好的聚会。
Where hundreds of people from all our churches gather together for a banquet.
所以从不同教会来的弟兄姐妹他们在一起然后有一个宴会。
We have fantastic food and friendship and fun.
有很好的食物我们也有很好的团契。
And we have different people tell stories about what God is doing in their churches and in their church plants.
然后我们有不同的人从不同的教会来讲讲他们传福音他们支坛的这个经历。
We have a great program and we have worship and just things to inspire your heart.
我们有些很好的节目就是有敬拜有讲员来讲道来激励我们的在主里面的信心。
And this year, Dr. Colin Green is the new lead pastor at Ellerslie Road Baptist in Edmonton.
今年的讲员就是这个 Green 博士，他是 Edmonton 我们这个亚省总会最大的教会的主任牧师。
So he'll be speaking, and then we have a worship team from Edmonton called Onesimus.
还有我们有个敬拜的团队是从 Edmonton 来的，叫做 Onesimus.
These are French-speaking Africans.
他们是讲法语的，从非洲就是黑人教会。
And they do an outstanding worship and music.
他们带领的敬拜是非常非常的好。
So we invite you to come. It's going to be here at Abundant Life Church on October the 24th.
所以邀请大家参加，时间是10月24号，地点就在我们以前聚会那个 Bethel。
And you'll see the information of the cost of the banquet and how to register.
这你就可以在外面就看到一些海报，你可以看怎么样注册。
But this morning, I'd like to talk to you about the recession. And I'm calling this Reflections on the Recession.
今天早上我要跟你们分享的一个信息，我称为经济危机的反思。
How many of you are aware that the world basically has been experiencing a recession this past year?
你们多少人有经历，就是感受到了这个世界在这个危机当中的变化呢？
A recession, I believe, has affected all of us.
我相信这个危机已经影响了我们每个人。
For example, some of you maybe have been laid off from your jobs.
比如你们有些人失去了工作。
Or perhaps your pension fund has become smaller.
或者你的这个养老金已经在缩小了。
Or perhaps your stocks in the stock market have become less valuable.
或者你所拥有的股票已经失去了以前那样的价值。
And when we look at different companies, we also know that many companies have been affected by the recession.
我们也知道许多大的公司，其实各种各样的公司都受到很大的影响。
Let me show you some of the results or the impact of the recession on certain companies.
我要给你们看看一些公司怎么样受到经济危机的影响。
For example, Apple.
比如说这个苹果公司。
Apple's getting eaten up by the recession.
苹果公司这个苹果也被吃掉了好几口。
How many of you have heard of a 3M Corporation?
三恩姆公司。
So they're downsizing.
他们缩减成两个 M。
Of course, the auto industry and Chrysler and GM, and so Chrysler is now having a crisis.
特别是这个汽车制造业，这 Chrysler 本来是美国第三大的汽车制造业。
President Barack Obama is trying to rescue some of the big automobile companies in the U.S.
这 Chrysler 已经申请了破产，所以美国总统想拯救这些汽车制造业。
Then, of course, we have the Dow Jones in the Wall Street stock market.
这股票市场的道琼斯指数就是 Dow 就是不断的往下降。
But now it's Dow Jones, and you've heard of Goodyear rubber and tires. Right?
橡胶公司有个叫做 Goodyear， 现在变成 Bad Year， 就是。
Goodyear's having a bad year. How about Nike? Just do it, Nike.
耐克公司也是发抖了。
How many of you shop at Best Buy? Shop at Best Buy. Well, here's now.
这个百思买。
I like this last one, Xerox.
有个施乐的这个施乐的这个就是复印机公司，他们这个油墨也没有。
They're having trouble with their fax machines and photocopying.
所以他们的复印机，他们的就是 fax machine 也出问题了。
So the recession has affected many companies and affects all of us.
所以危机已经在影响了许多的公司，也影响了我们每个人。
What do you suppose is the greatest, most common emotion that people are experiencing with the recession?
在危机当中，我们所感受到那种最强的一个心里面的这种反应是什么呢？
Depression, that'd be one. Depression.
他们说的是忧郁。
What else?
抑郁。
Pardon? What'd he say?
Lose your house.
What emotion?
他说你心里面的感受是什么？
Fear. Okay. Worry, anxiety, fear. I've selected fear as probably one of the most common emotions that a lot of people face and are facing.
他讲到就是他觉得最大的反应就是我们心里的惧怕。
I would include myself.
也包括我自己。
For some reason, and I know a lot of Bible teaching about money, but for some reason I still have my own fears about money.
圣经里面讲很多有关金钱的事，其实我自己也是对金钱也是有惧怕。
Fears about my own future.
也是对我将来的前途也是有惧怕。
Fears about my own job.
包括对我的工作也是有惧怕。
Because here's how it works.We have 27 churches.
我们总会有27个教会。
And the people in those churches give to their churches.
这个27个教会里面的每个人，就是弟兄姐妹就奉献给他们的教会。
So we took offerings this morning, and you give.
Yeah, 就像今天早上我们收奉献一样。
And then our churches in the district give to the district.
然后我们每个教会又奉献一点金钱给我们的总会。
That's where my salary comes from.
这就是我的工资是从哪里来的。
Rick's salary and Shinway's salary comes from the offerings of you.
那我们牧师的工资就是从自己教会的奉献来的。
Now do the math. What happens when maybe a third of you lose your jobs?
我们可以算算，如果三分之一，我们当中有三分之一的人失业了。
And many of you have.
我们相信有许多人失业了。
So you don't have the same amount of money to give to the church.
你再也没有像以前那么多钱了，奉献给教会。
And then the churches don't have the same amount of money to give to district.
那教会每个教会也没有像以前那么多的钱奉献给。
So it's a domino effect.
所以就是这样的一个，叫做连锁反应。
So when I share this morning from a text of scripture, I speak to me as well.
所以今天早上我从这个经文里讲这个信息呢，我也是向自己来讲。
Now, in the United States, money is printed in God we trust.
在美国，它的美元上面是印着“相信神”这几个字。
Really?
他说：“真的是那样吗？”
In God we trust is printed right on U.S. currency.
In God we trust 就是我们相信神是印在这个美元上面。
If that were the case, we would not be in the recession that we are in today.
如果我们真是那样相信神，我们就不会在这个经济危机当中。
Because of greed and mismanagement and lack of trust, we are in a fix.
因为这个经济危机就是因为贪婪，因为没有很好的管理，像这种方面的人性的问题所导致的。
So how do we face our fears, face our future with faith?
我们如何用信心来面对这种惧怕，面对我们的未来？
Even if unemployment insurance is extended,
即使这个失业保险金可能会延长一点时间。
And so the NDP and the Bloc, you know, are going to support the Conservative government on that.
所以政府刚刚通过了这个，应该会通过。
So we won't have an election for at least a couple more weeks.
我们不会马上也有会有选举。
I think there's something more basic and fundamental that will help us.
但是我相信 有一些东西是最根本的东西可以帮助我们的是什么呢？
You may know the scripture that says, lay up not treasures on earth, but lay up treasures in heaven, right?
你可能读过这样主耶稣的话说不要存财宝在地上要存到天上。
And you know the scripture that says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you.
也有经文讲到你要先求神的国和神的义，其他的一切都会加给你的。
And you know the Bible says that life does not consist in the abundance of things that we have.
圣经也讲到人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
And we also know that the Bible tells us that the love of money is a root of evil.
圣经也讲到贪财乃万恶之根。
And you know the Bible tells us that godliness with contentment is great gain.
圣经也讲到在金钱之上有知足的心才是有益的。
And your parents probably told you that when you die, you can't take it with you.
你的父母可能也告诉你，当你离开这个世上，你不可能带任何东西走。
And John Wesley said this, earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can.
在教会历史上一个很著名的人叫约翰·威斯理，他的一句名言就是，赚你所能赚的，省你所能省的，最后叫给你所能给。
Now I know all this.
我知道所以这一切话。
I believe all this.
我也相信。
But I still have fears.
但是我还是有惧怕。
So I'm going to go to a text to leave you this morning that will help you with your fear.
我们想看一下经文，神的话语来帮助我们来胜过这种惧怕。
Please turn in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 13.
请打开经文圣经希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13 is a concluding chapter for the whole book of Hebrews.
这十三章呢是一个就是结论性的这个章，对整个希伯来书是一个总结。
And the writer to the Hebrews is addressing a group of people that are facing trials and fears.
这个整本书前面十二章都是讲到怎么样能够面对逼迫，面对困难？
There's been persecution.
在那个时代有逼迫。
There are some Jewish Christians who want to go back to their Jewish faith and their Jewish roots.
有些犹太人的基督徒，他们想回到他们以前的犹太教的传统。
Instead of continuing on in their Christian faith with Jesus Christ.
就想离开这个跟随耶稣这条路。
They're under a lot of pressure.
因为他们在很多的这种环境的压力之下。
And so for 12 chapters, the writer to Hebrews tries to convince them to not do that.
前面十二章都是想神的话想帮助他们不要离开。
to show them that Jesus Christ is far superior than the old Jewish system.
都前面的经文都讲到耶稣基督是怎么样永远的超越这种犹太教的传统。
That the new covenant is far superior to the old covenant.
耶稣基督的血所立的新约是永远的远远的超过这个旧约。
And that in Hebrews chapter 11, we have the hall of faith, all these men and women who had faith in God.
然后希伯来书十一章就讲列了许许多多的信心伟人。
And so when we get to chapter 13, he now gives concluding encouragements.
所以在十三章开始的时候就有个总结，就是来激励弟兄姐妹。
And here's the first one. He says in chapter 13, verse 5.
这是第五节。
Don't love money.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财。
Be satisfied or content with what you have.
要以自己所有的为主。
For God has said.
因为主曾说。
And here's what God said.
下面就是神所说的话。
I will never leave you.
我总不撇下你。
I will never abandon or forsake you.
也不丢弃你。
Now that's a pretty good encouragement, wouldn't you say?
这是个非常强烈的一个鼓励。
Some of you have lost your jobs this past year.
我们当中可能过去一年失去了工作。
Some of you might lose your job because your company.Is maybe laying off employees.
还有一些人，他们将来可能会失去职业，因为公司可能会有问题。
Perhaps the value of your home has come down.
或者你的房子的价值在往下降。
And you want to sell your house.
你想卖掉房子。
But you will be losing money.
但是你卖房子之后，你可能就要亏本。
Some of you perhaps have invested in the stock market.
你可能在股票上面投资。
And your stocks are worth about half of what they were a year ago.
而你的股票可能只值以前一半的钱。
Even though they're bouncing back up, the trend is going up.
虽然现在在有点升高。
And if you want to invest in WestJet, they're selling stock right now till the end of the month.
你如果要投资这个 WestJet 这家公司的，他们正在出售。
And it's going to take a time for things to recover.
需要一点时间，使经济能够恢复。
Some of you are finding it difficult to meet your expenses.
有些人可能觉得比较难在收入上比较难够支付。
How does this text?Help you.
这个经文，这一节经文怎么样能够帮助我们呢？
God knows that we need money.
神知道我们需要钱。
God knows that we need to work.
也知道我们需要工作。
But he wants us to trust him when the going gets tough.
但是神要我们去在困难的时候去依靠他。
He says, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you.
他说我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Now this text is actually a quote from Deuteronomy.
这节经文是旧约生命记的，引用旧约生命记的经文。
Chapter 31 verses 6 and 8.
生命记也31章第6节和第8节。
Let me give you the context of Deuteronomy.
我给你讲一下在生命记里面当时的背景。
Moses, the leader of Israel,
摩西当时是以色列人的领袖,
is 120 years old.
是当时他的年龄是120岁。
And he is standing before a congregation of Israelites.
他站在一个这个整个以色列人面前。
The second generation.
这些以色列人当时都是第二代的。
The first generation came out of Egypt and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
因为他们第一代的人从埃及出来以后，在旷野呢就漂流了40年。
On their way to the promised land.
当他进入应许之地之前
，They didn't get to enter.
他们没有能够进去。
Why? Because of unbelief.
为什么呢？就是因为他们不信神。
So here's the next generation of Israelites.
现在是他们的第二代在这里了。
Deuteronomy is the second giving of the law. That's what Deuteronomy means.
所以生命记的意思就是第二次神在颁布律法的意思。
And they're about to journey into the promised land under Joshua.
他们要在约书亚的领导下很快要进入这个应许之地。
And now Moses gives his kind of final speech.
这是摩西就给出最后的这个讲话。
And he says to them in Deuteronomy 31.
在生命记31章摩西这样讲。
God says, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you.
神说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Now, when you read the Old Testament from Deuteronomy all the way to Malachi,
当你读旧约圣经，从生命记读到马拉基书，
you see a consistent story of how God has always been faithful to his people.
你可以看到非常一致的神怎么样对他的子民是非常的信实。
Oh yeah, there were times where it felt like God wasn't there.
有时会觉得好像神不在那里。
There were times when the people of Israel expressed their fear and lack of faith.
有些时候以色列人也会表达他们惧怕的心，他们小信的心。
And yet the reality was GodNever abandoned them. He never left them.
但是实际情况是神总没有撇下他们，也没有丢弃他们。
He never failed them.
神从来没有让他们失败。
Now, how does this apply to you?
这怎么样应用在我们每个人身上呢？
Here's a text of scripture that was written 3,000 years ago.
这个经文是3000年前写下的经文。
And is brought into the time of the early church.
然后早期教会又引用了这个旧约的经文。
So the text was already 1,000 years old, and now it's brought forward 1,000 years to speak to the Hebrews.
当他们引用的时候，这已经是1000年前的经文，他们引用。
And now we advance it to today.
然后再次我们读这个经文就延伸到我们今天的时间。
The same word of God.
同样的神的话语。
Calgary Rainbow Church.
彩虹基督教会。
Lakeview Baptist Church.
还是湖景浸信教会。
As you reflect on the recession.
当我们在这个危机当中思想的时候。
And you're in touch with your fears and your insecurities.
当我们对这种不安全感，对这个惧怕，我们心里有这种感觉的时候，
God has said and continues to say,
神已经说了，而且也继续这样向我们说，
I will never fail you,
他总不撇下你，
I will never abandon you,
也不丢弃你。
That's one side of the coin.
那这是这个我们硬币的一个方面。
Now here's the other side.
另外一面呢？
Next verse.
下一节经文。
You notice in verse 5, it says, God has said.
在第五节里面特别指出来是神曾经这样说。
Now in verse 6, it says, so we can say.
第六节就转到说我们可以这样说。
God says something.
神说了一些话。
And now we say something.
那我们现在要说。
Say, hey man, what do we say?
我们到底说什么呢？
Here's what we say.
我们这样说。
And we say it with confidence.
我们可以放胆地说。
Now listen to this.
请大家听。
The Lord is my helper.
主是帮助我的。
So I will have no fear.
我必不惧怕。
What can mere Wall Street?Do to me.
这个华尔街能对我怎么样呢？
Oh yeah, I can get affected.
我会受到影响。
I can get shaken up. I can lose some money in investments.
我会失去一些钱,
I can lose job.
我会失去工作,
but you cannot lose your confidence in God.
但我们不会失去我们对神的信心。
God says, I will never leave you.
神说我永不撇下你。
I will never abandon you.
也不丢弃你。
So we can say with confidence,
所以我们可以放胆说,
the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear.
主是帮助我的, 我必不惧怕。
Now that text is also taken from the Old Testament.
这个经文也是从旧约圣经,
It's found in Psalm 118.
是诗篇118篇。
Now I want to give you the fuller context of Psalm 118.
我要给你们看看诗篇118篇的这个背景。
And I want to show you where that text has been drawn out of a larger psalm.
这个经文从很大的一篇诗篇里面引用出来。
Psalm 118, verses 1 to 5.
这是118篇1到5节。
Says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
第一节说,你们要称谢耶和华,因为他本为善,他的慈爱永远长存。
Let Israel say, his love endures forever.
愿以色列说,他的慈爱永远长存。
Let the house of Aaron, the priests, say, his love endures forever.
愿亚伦家,就是这些祭司说,他的慈爱永远长存。
Let those who fear the Lord say, and I would say, Calgary Rainbow Church, Lakeview Baptist, his love endures forever.
愿敬畏耶和华的, 我可以说, 彩虹基督教会, 湖景进行教会的人说, 他的慈爱永远长存。
In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free.
我在极难中求告耶和华, 他就应允我, 把我安置在宽阔之地。
And he says that the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear.
然后下面一节就是说, 神是帮助我的, 我必不惧怕。
So, what does this speak to you and I today?
这对我们今天我们每个人, 对你我讲什么呢?
As you face an uncertain future,
当你面对着, 将来, 我们不知道的将来,
in terms of what the world presents,
特别是这样一个世界当中,
somehow rise up above your fears and insecurities.
你怎么样能够从这些惧怕当中能够, 站高一点,
and know that God will never fail you.
我们知道神永远不会撇下你,
and that God will never abandon you.
神永不丢弃你。
And you can say with confidence,
你可以放胆说,
no fear.
无惧, 毫无惧怕。
Let's pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the word of God,
天父我们谢谢你的话语,
which speaks to us today.
你向我们每个人说话。
I pray for those that have lost their jobs that they would get jobs this month.
我为那些失业的弟兄姐妹祷告, 盼望他们这个月就能够找到工作。
I pray for those that have lost money that that money would be restored.
那些失去工作, 失去钱的人, 我祷告他们能够重新得着。
But through it all, I mostly pray,
但是我最要祷告的是,
that you will encourage us and enlarge our faith.
你能够激励我们, 这个小信的心,
to trust you,
让我们能够依靠你,
no matter what our circumstance,
不管在什么样的境况底下。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.